This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials from 36 countries and UN agencies gathered in Cyprus Thursday to discuss how to expedite aid to besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a sea route launched last week. Cypriot Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kambos.
The aim of the forum is to discuss how we can max up operational capacity, both in terms of departure and in terms of means of transport, and also in relation to the reception and distribution methodology. Second issue we have to discuss, we are discussing today, is about the establishment of a fund that would be able to finance the operational activities of the plan. And thirdly, it's about integrating all of the states and entities that are participating in order to have a synchronized pace for our actions.
Thursday's gathering is being attended by the UN Senior Humanitarian and Reconstruction Coordinator for Gaza, as well as Curtis Reed, the Chief of Staff of the U.S. National Security Council. As famine looms over Gaza, agencies are increasingly looking for alternative routes to get aid into the enclave. Officials said that Russia fired 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kyiv before dawn Thursday in the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in 44 days. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Serhiy Pupka, head of the Kyiv city administration, residents of Kyiv were woken up by loud explosions early Thursday morning as the missiles arrived at roughly the same time but from different directions. This is Kirilo Beletsky, a construction worker from Kyiv. The alarm went off. It was very loud. The air defense was working, and then there was a terrible noise, a bang. The windows flew out. The house sort of jumped, so to speak. Air defenses shut down all the incoming missiles, though 13 people, including a child, were injured by falling wreckage.
It's VOA's Rick Pantaleo. This is VOA News. AP Karen, or correspondent Karen Chamas reports there is continuing violence in Haiti.
Armed gangs have launched new attacks in the suburbs of Haiti's capital. The once peaceful outskirts of Port-au-Prince were caught under heavy gunfire from gangs. Haiti's National Police Force remains understaffed and outmatched. Just a day before, gang members could be seen running in the streets of the capital. The U.S. rushed to evacuate its citizens, dozens heading to Florida. At a news conference covered by WFTV, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters,
"We understand that there's people that are really in danger right now, that are our fellow Floridians."
Gunmen in Haiti have set fire to police stations, forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport, and stormed the country's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports in a review of the 10 biggest airlines and whether they're making money off of sharing the personal information of their passengers.
The Department of Transportation says it will take a look at Delta, United, American, Southwest, and the six other top airlines to see how they collect and use information about customers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airline passengers should have confidence that their personal information is not being shared improperly with third parties or mishandled by employees. The trade group Airlines for America says the airlines take customers' personal information security very seriously. The Transportation Department has not made any allegations against any of the carriers, but says the review is being done proactively. Donna Warder, Washington.
Recapping our top story, officials from 36 countries and the UN agencies gathered in Cyprus on Thursday to discuss how to expedite aid to besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a sea route launched this week. Thursday's gathering is being attended by the UN's senior humanitarian and reconstruction coordinator for Gaza, as well as Curtis Reed, who is the chief of staff of the U.S. National Security Council. European Union leaders are gathering to consider new ways to help boost arms and ammunition production for Ukraine. Leaders will also discuss the war in Gaza amid deep concern about Israeli plans to launch a ground offensive in the city of Rafah. Ukraine's munition stocks are desperately low, and Russia has more and better armed troops. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.